The performance time for the second melody is over. Please press the stop button on your tape recorder. This is the end of Section 2, Part B. Now please check that your singing was recorded. Rewind the tape partway and then play a portion until you hear your voice. Then rewind the tape completely and give it to the supervisor. If your singing was not recorded, the supervisor will ask you to perform the melodies again. The supervisor will now stop the tape. These are examples of student responses to the sight singing questions in the examination, Section 2B. The printed melodies appear in the booklet as the last items in the examination. They are followed by the scoring guides that were used to judge the performances. The performances you will hear are among those selected for use in conjunction with scoring guides in training the faculty that scored the 1998 student tapes. The performances represent a range of quality of response. Sight singing question 1. The following response received a score of 8.
La 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 la.
This is an example of an excellent response. With the exception of the pitch error at the beginning of the melody, this candidate sang with good pitch and rhythm throughout the tune and had no hesitations or restarts. The candidate was awarded 7 points for accurate pitch and rhythm and 1 point for good flow, for a total score of 8. The following response received a score of 6.
Da 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 da.
The example demonstrates a very common difficulty in learning to sing at sight. The transformation of a minor melody into its parallel major key. When faculty consultants determined that a candidate shifted the mode in this way, their response was initially scored as if the melody were composed in the parallel major mode. Then a 3-point deduction for singing in the wrong mode was made. This candidate thus initially received 8 points from which 3 points were deducted for singing in the wrong mode. Because there were no hesitations or restarts, the candidate was awarded 1 point for flow, for a final score of 6 points. It is very important for students to use part of their practice time to establish the key of the melody. Teachers are urged to train their students to examine the key signature and the beginning and ending pitches, as well as to note the presence of key-defining accidentals. Observing the key signature of 1 flat, the tonic pitch of D, and the key-defining accidental C-sharp should inform students that this melody is in D minor. After determining the key, students should sing a scale or other key-defining tones or patterns to help orient themselves in the key before they attempt to sing the melody itself. In classroom work, it can be helpful to give key-establishing chord progressions, but some work should require students to imagine and produce the sound of a key given only the tonic pitch. The following response received a score of 4.
Da 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 da.
This is an example of a fair response. The student was awarded credit for correctly singing the music in measure 1 and for singing the correct pitch and duration of the last note. Because there were no hesitations or restarts, the student was awarded 1 point for flow, for a total score of 4 points. Sight singing question 2. The following response received a score of 8. This is also an example of an excellent response. The candidate sang the melody with only one error. The last pitch in measure 3 is too low. The candidate is awarded 7 points for pitch and rhythm, plus 1 point because she did not hesitate or restart, for a total score of 8 points. The following response received a score of 6.
La 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 la.
This is an example of a good response. The beginning of measure 1 is accurate in both pitch and rhythm, as are all of measures 2 and 4. In other places, the candidate reached too high for the pitch. The candidate was awarded 5 points for pitch and rhythm, plus 1 point because there were no hesitations or restarts, for a total score of 6 points. The following response received a score of 4. This example of a fair response demonstrates some of the challenges in scoring sight singing. It was clear to the judges that the beginning of measure 1 is accurate in both pitch and rhythm, as is the entire last measure. Because this candidate stopped during the performance, no point was awarded for flow. However, some judges thought that credit might be awarded for the end of measure 2, while others thought that the intonation is too poor to award credit. When faced with such a decision, judges were instructed to give the student the benefit of the doubt. Thus, this candidate was awarded a total of 4 points. When evaluating difficult examples, judges were encouraged to seek a second opinion from the question leader to ensure that the candidate received the fairest possible score. This example demonstrates another important point in the scoring process. The candidate begins the melody using solfège, but drops it soon after. The judges were instructed to ignore the use of syllables and to focus only on the pitch and rhythm they heard. The following response received a score of 9. This is an example of a completely correct response, and it demonstrates that whistling is indeed permitted. While many students who whistled had difficulty with intonation, this performance was entirely accurate. Furthermore, it was very consistent, and so it earned the flow point in addition to the 8 possible points for accurate pitch and rhythm. This is the end of the tape.